Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we talk about queer movies, mostly involving women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. We did it.
Yep.
And you might have noticed that our podcast schedule is a little different.
We have life. We've got a lot of life happening. In a good way.
Yeah.
We both have a lot of things going on that are good.
Yeah. I thought I was like a really boring person.
Me too.
That didn't do anything. And then suddenly I was like, holy shit, I do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you're training, right?
I'm training. I've got my first half Ironman in 2 weeks.
Hell yeah. What did you recently do? I saw you running.
That was just training.
That was training.
Training. It was all training.
Training.
It's all training. Training.
I liked
all the
your
time.
Blue socks.
Thank you.
They were very nice.
Oh, thanks.
You should check out Sarah's Instagram
at Reed Run SEA.
Done.
For Seattle.
Seattle!
Also, I love the sea.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. An idiot.
And you, well, I don't know. I don't want to talk about your personal life if you don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no, go ahead.
But you have pretty rad lady friend.
Yeah.
Some great relationship stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm, you know, still. I don't know, it's 5 months, early days,
mm-hmm.
Whatever.
You're very cute together.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a very sweet, wonderful girlfriend, and I really like to spend time with her because she's a nice person. So my weekends.
Amazing how that works.
So I like to spend my weekends with her. So
yeah. Plus you have a lot going on at work and stuff too.
Yeah, and I'm going to school, so.
Yes.
There's a
lot. Alicia is slaying life at the moment.
Slaying?
Slang.
At first, I thought you said slang.
No.
Slang life. I was like, what are the hashtag teens talking about now? What are they talking about?
I don't
about
know.
Now?
Like, I would know. I'm almost 34, you guys. I'm just like, oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to say guys. I always
folks.
Say it, folks. It's a, habits die hard. I'm trying.
Yeah. It's like Californians saying dude all the time. It's
yeah.
like, but if it really bothers you, tell me.
Yeah.
You know, but I will just call it anything dude.
Yeah.
I'm not a Californian, but
no.
I might say like bruh. Something weird like that.
Anyway. We've moved to a every other week release.
Yes. It's just been too hard to get together and coordinate to mm-hmm. record, especially since we don't record in our houses. We record in libraries. So it's been a little difficult. So we will hopefully continue this schedule. And if, you know, we'll tell you if we can't.
Yeah. But we should be able to do this.
You know what's up. Please continue to rate, review, subscribe, please. And tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
We love making this. we love that there's humans out there that listen to it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It's amazing.
Thanks to listening to my babbling.
Yeah.
About gay shit. That good gay shit. So, Sarah, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about a 1995 Dutch film.
Dutch film.
Called Antonia's Line.
Yes.
Which I'd never heard of before.
Me either. And my funny story, I was just saying, I have a funny story to tell.
Yeah.
It's not actually that funny. It's just funny to me. but this is, like, one of my girlfriend's favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. You sent me that video of her being really excited about it.
It's a gold mine! And I was like, I had honestly never heard of this movie once in my entire life.
How did it even end up on our spreadsheet or... Whatever.
Well, I just kept, like, that's the first time I heard about it, was just, like, searching for lesbian-themed-ish movies, and that one came up, and I was like, what the hell? And I just said, oh, maybe I haven't seen it because it's foreign, but then I was like, oh, wait, I watch a lot of, like, other language movies.
And this one won the Best Picture, Best Foreign Language Film Oscar.
Oscar, yeah, so it was, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is one of my girlfriend's favorite movies. I had never heard of it. So I had a lot of pressure watching this movie. Not really. But she was next to me, and I was like, oh, you know, like, I'll... You know when you hear something, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, it's the best? You suddenly have, like, really high expectations.
Oh, totally, yeah.
So I was like, well, this is going to, like, change my life.
Did it change your life, Alicia?
It didn't change my life.
Yeah.
But I do understand the appeal, honestly.
I do, too. Yeah. This didn't change my life either.
Yeah.
But there's some things I appreciate about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the director is Marlene Gorris, and starring Wilke von Emmerich. I probably said that wrong.
We is not Dutch.
What? Oh, we are not. Yeah, I was sorry. Like, what, did I say we? No. Is that not in there?
No, sorry. I'm just babbling over here. We're not Dutch is what I meant to say.
I'm not Dutch. And she plays Antonia, and honestly, it took me until the very end of the movie, I'd say the last 15 minutes, to realize the significance of this title. I was like...
That's hilarious. I got it pretty soon.
Oh, not like a linear line, but a bloodline.
Yeah. Which, in a sense, is a linear line.
It could be, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's chronological.
But I just, like, I turned to Erin and I was like, oh, like her bloodline. And I feel like such an idiot. So, yes.
Yeah.
This is about Antonia and her life and her...
Her family of women, mostly.
Yes. Yeah, so this is totally women centric.
Yeah. There are a bunch of male characters, but they're side characters. And it's a really interesting movie because the beginning is a lot like Chocolat, where it's like the mother and daughter, they kind of blow into town, just the two of them. But Antonia was born in that town and grew up there. And her mother is dying. And that's why they're back in town to bury her. And the mother is a really strange character. She dies very soon.
Yes, and she, Antonia says, like, she decided to die in that moment. She was like, she woke up that day and knew she was going to die.
Oh, yeah. So it opens on Antonia as an old woman. Mm-hmm. And she's like, today's the last day I'm going to live. She just decides. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to die today. But then she just gets up and does her normal day.
Yeah.
And the rest of the movie, most of the rest of the movie is flashbacks.
And her mom was kind of the same way, where she was just like, you know, there was a steady decline, but she was like, I'm dying right now.
Yeah. And then she just
died.
Yeah.
Get to business.
Yeah. Which kind of reminded me a little bit of this book that I read recently called The Orphan of Salt Winds. Well, it wasn't that recent, but it's the same kind of thing where, like, an old woman just decides the day she's gonna die, and then, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. It really has nothing to do with this other than,
and there's like no assisted suicide in this, like they just naturally die.
Yeah,
so it's,
people literally stand around watching, waiting for the person to die.
There's like some sort
like
of
a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah,
like a whole family. And there's like magical, I feel like there's some sort of like magical realism within that.
There is, yeah. And there's also, because Antonia's daughter, is it Danielle or Daniela? In the subtitles, it was Danielle, but it sounded like she was saying Daniela.
Yeah.
So her daughter, Daniela, is, what, like a young teen in the beginning of the movie?
Yeah.
And she has, like, a really vivid imagination, and so she keeps seeing things come to life, kind of.
Yeah,
like, she
sees art.
As art. And she becomes an artist, like, really talented artist and...
Yeah, painter specifically. Yeah.
Well, she also does sculpting, I think.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, totally.
But she definitely also paints and draws and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, she, like, sees... I forget exactly which character. And, of course, like, I know shit about art. but if you look up the... oh, it's Venus de Milo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so she
That was the best part.
She sees a woman look like Venus de Milo. Yeah.
It's and her daughter's teacher.
Yeah, oh, yes, that's what it was.
And then they fall in love and have sex, but that's, like, way later. That's, like, a long time into this movie.
Yeah,
a lot happens before that.
And, yeah, that's, like, the gay awakening moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Daniela.
I laughed out loud alone in my apartment at that scene where the teacher was, like, trying to explain the daughter's, like, gifted needs because she is not being challenged in class. And the mom is just, like, picturing her as a Venus de Milo and being like, wanna fuck?
Oh, yeah, it's Daniela's daughter's teacher, right? Yeah, yeah.
Therese is the daughter.
Therese.
There's a lot of characters in this movie.
No.
Oh, yes. Therese. No, not that Therese. We're not talking about Carol today.
Sorry. Darn it.
I know you wish we were. We already did. Check out that episode. Can't remember the number, but...
Yeah. It was Christmas.
Christmas time.
Get with it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, so they move back to this village. The mother dies, but they just stay there on the farm. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of this village that's like, it is just like in Chocolat where everyone goes to church. The church is kind of like the central thing of the village.
Yeah.
And then there's just a bunch of quirky characters and also some very horrible
characters.
Human beings, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting folk in this movie. Mm. And they have very interesting names like Crooked Finger, Loony Lips.
That one is pretty derogatory.
Yeah,
yeah, they also use the R word
yeah.
in this. Well, it's translated as that in the subtitles. I don't really know.
Exactly, yeah. But I'm not sure of the direct translation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting the number of characters that they show, like, the different, I don't know, there's the different characters that they show and, like, mm-hmm. how they lead their lives, because we do have Dee Dee mm-hmm. and, quote, Loony Lips.
Yeah, they don't give him a real name.
Yeah. And I'm sure Dee Dee is short for something.
Probably.
But I'm not entirely certain. But they are...
I think they're developmentally disabled in some way.
And so, yeah, developmentally delayed and disabled in some way. But it seems like in different ways.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they have to end up together.
Yeah, they do because, fall in love.
As Antonia says, like finds like. I was like... Like, okay, but also kind of problematic.
Yeah, it was a little strange. And
however, their love story is sweet.
Oh, it is so cute.
Yeah.
yeah, they do have a very sweet, romantic mm-hmm. love. And they're very pure yeah. as well. They're just sweet together.
Yeah.
But Dee Dee comes from a really messed up family. Mm-hmm. Her dad... There's, like, a scene where he kind of tries to pawn her off on some men and marry mm-hmm. her off.
Mm-hmm.
He
calls her stupid.
Yeah. He gropes her in public.
And is it her brother?
Her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Trigger warning for sexual assault, rape, suicide mm-hmm. in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So her brother, he's kind of the villain of the movie, I would say.
Yeah, I would say that for sure.
But he, in a really disturbing scene, he rapes her.
Yeah.
And Daniela finds them, and actually, the scene, I couldn't tell whether to just, like, cringe or laugh or, like, cry, but she finds them, and she gets really, she doesn't just go away. She's like, no, this is not happening.
Yeah.
And so she grabs Dee Dee, and literally stabs the brother in the groin with a pitchfork.
Because they're in a barn. Like, yes. She walks into a barn, so she's like, pick the closest sharp object and stab a bitch.
Yeah. And then they run away. Dee Dee and Daniela run back to Antonia, and Dee Dee, I think, just kind of moves in with them.
Yeah, she tells them, Daniela tells Antonia what happened, mm-hmm. and Antonia's like, oh, absolutely not. Yeah. Like, you're staying with us now.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that you say, like, the church is, like, the place to be. It really is, whether or not you believe in the religion or not, mm-hmm. it's kind of, like, the community thing that people do. It's the way the community gets together.
Yeah,
and they do talk a little bit about faith mm-hmm. later on in this movie. Antonia knows full well what Dee Dee's family is like, so she's like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be safe with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of a rad matriarch in that way.
She's so awesome. Yeah, she's... I like that she's so open mm-hmm. and kind, warm, gentle, mm-hmm. like, all of that, and just accepting.
Yeah. And also a total badass who can run things by herself.
Oh, my God, yes.
And needs no man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At
first, I thought she was going to be the gay one.
So did I.
And I was waiting for it,
Me too.
And then she, like, got together with that guy, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I know. I was like, when is the gay thing going to happen? Yeah. I was like, oh, now the gay thing's happening.
Yeah. It took a little while.
But, yeah, even Antonia's relationship with her, I don't even know if they get married. I guess.
No, she doesn't want to get married.
Yeah.
He's another farmer, like, neighbor farmer guy.
Who's, like, really...
And he proposes to her.
Yeah, he really loves her.
Yeah.
And she loves him, too, but
yeah.
she's
they
kind
end
of...
up building a sex house. It's really funny. Because she she wants to, like, be with him as a companion. She also wants to have sex with him, but she doesn't want that to be, like, in either of their houses, which I think is really funny.
Yeah.
But also kind of cool.
Yeah, they, or rather, she, yeah, makes it very clear that she kind of just wants a companion for mm-hmm. most of the time. Mm-hmm. But of course, she does have, you know, urges and, you know, desires and needs.
And but she basically says it just like that.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, when we feel like having sex, we can go down to that thing we built.
Yeah. And at this point, their house has Dee Dee and her husband and I think their kid, because they end up having a kid. Daniela and her child. Mm-hmm.
And then Therese has a child too.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Much later.
Yeah, much later.
Yeah.
But
they're all still there at that point.
So it's a full house and they're like, okay, let's build this like nice little den.
Yeah.
To do it in.
Yeah. And they have these periodic like outdoor dinners, which are really cool.
Yeah.
They just, like, all pitch in. It's like a big potluck. They sit out there in the beautiful countryside. I guess it was filmed in Belgium is what I read.
Yeah. Which is, like, isn't that 2 for 2 now?
What?
Our last movie that we did was also filmed in Belgium. Oh, I was like,
what are you talking about? Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
Summertime.
Because we picked these at random, so, you know.
Well, I guess now we know that Belgium's a beautiful country.
It is. Mm. It's so pretty. And what I also found really interesting is that Daniela, she knows that she's queer pretty, you know, soon into her life, but she also wants a baby.
Yes. So I thought that was probably the most interesting plot point.
Yeah.
Is that she goes to art school. She, like, becomes an artist. And then one day she goes home and she's like, hey, Mom, I want a baby, but I don't want a husband.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, okay.
Sounds good.
She's like, great. We'll go to the city and figure it out.
Yeah.
And then they, like, enlist this woman.
Yeah, at first they go to, I think, like, an adoption agency, essentially.
Yeah.
Because it's a, you know, a...
Well, it's a quote-unquote home for fallen women.
Home for fallen women, yes. Because it's just a bunch of pregnant women, mm-hmm. you know, living together.
Yeah.
This one woman is like, oh, my brother's really cute.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I don't think anyone has ever, like, come to her saying, like, hey, I want a kid, but I definitely don't want a man.
Yeah.
And at first she gets this look like, that's weird. And then she's like, hey, I'm down. Like, I got this brother. He'll have sex with you. He's like, yeah, we won't tell him. Mm-hmm. And they just go to this hotel.
Yeah.
Have sex. And then she, like, they have sex a couple times because she, like, really wants to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then she just runs away while he's asleep after doing some... handstands.
Yeah.
To, like, make sure the sperm got in there.
Yeah.
And then they just run away.
Yeah.
And they go back home, and she has a baby.
Yeah. It works. She gets pregnant. And, yeah. And Therese, her daughter, is extremely smart.
Yeah.
With everything.
Yeah. She literally can do it. Any kind of academic thing.
Yeah.
She knows everything.
She's so smart. And I thought at first it was just about math, but I don't think it is.
No, it was like philosophy.
Because Crooked Finger, who also kind of was a mentor to Daniela.
And Antonia.
A bit.
I think before she moved away.
Yeah, confidant.
Yeah.
For sure. Because they're closer to the same age.
Yeah.
But
he's kind of a recluse. He doesn't leave his house ever. And he's very smart, but, like, kind of just lives alone with his books.
Yeah.
So I can relate to him.
He's really into philosophy, and I forget the exact philosopher, but essentially he's just like, I want to die. There's no use to life.
Yeah.
But he doesn't mean
it's like
in
Schopenhauer or something like that.
Yeah, he doesn't mean it in a necessarily depressing way. Like, he's just
kind
of...
No, but in the end, he does commit suicide.
He does. Yes. But... He also finds so much joy in Therese and teaching her, which I think is just so wonderful.
Yeah.
So he shares all of his, like, slightly, you know, developmentally inappropriate philosophy teachings with her. Mm-hmm. But I still think it's very sweet.
Yeah. And, like, physics and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of, like, intellectual equals, this, like, little girl and this old man.
Yeah.
But it's not creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So more trigger warning. There's a lot of rape in this film.
Yeah.
The brother, I believe that's him, he rapes Therese.
Mm-hmm. He comes back because he disappears for a long time. Does he go to the army or something?
Yeah, he's wearing a uniform of some sort.
Yeah. And he comes back and everyone's just kind of trying to avoid him.
Yeah. The whole town in general kind of keeps this under wraps because mm-hmm. the priest is also, you know, fondling children and raping them.
Yeah.
And he has been apparently for like a very long time, and the community just kind of keeps it to themselves. And even like Antonia's guilty of this until it's her granddaughter.
Right.
And then she pulls out a shotgun, which I thought was pretty rad.
Yeah. But also it's like, you literally caught the priest red-handed, and all you did was use it as blackmail to, like, change his sermons.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird.
Yeah, and the reason why... Yeah, because his sermons were all about, like, fallen women, essentially, because...
The evils of women.
Yeah, because Therese was pregnant without a husband. But, yeah, I feel like...
But it's strange how she was, like, so into taking Dee Dee in... And then she literally finds the priest fondling another girl.
It doesn't do
and
anything.
And doesn't
about
do anything
it.
Except blackmail the priest.
Yeah. I was not
thrilled
with her actions there. But I think there's also when she does take a gun to Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name, but that's how I'm saying it.
Yeah.
That's, you know, she's had enough and she's confronting the. How this community treats women and young girls.
Yeah.
Because Therese is only a kid
at
this point. And it's just like, burners.
Mm. But she doesn't shoot him.
She doesn't
she
shoot him.
She curses him. And she makes this really wild witchy curse that, like, she's just describing all the physical things that will happen to him if he ever comes back. And it's kind of entertaining. She's like, your teeth will split and all this stuff.
Ugh, that's a nightmare.
But then his brother kills him. Mm-hmm. Drowns him.
Yeah.
Well, first he gets beat up by a bunch of village guys.
Yeah, because they all hear what's going on. Mm-hmm. They've heard what he's done. Yeah. So they beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And then his brother...
Even though they already knew, but whatever.
Most likely. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
At least about Dee Dee.
Yeah.
And then they... his brother drowns him in a fountain.
Yep. Pretty and no dope. One cares.
Pretty dope. Yeah, no one gives a shit.
Yeah. They're like, oh, good, he's gone.
Yeah. I want to say that maybe it's, like, a comment on how Western society treats women in general and young girls. But I'm not smart enough to make all of those connections in a meaningful way.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it is. It also was described as a feminist fairy tale from what I read.
Okay.
On Wikipedia, the authority of all things.
Yes. I can see that, though. I think that's a fair description.
Yeah.
I really like that, actually.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, Therese does have a baby as well. She falls in love with, like, her high school sweetheart, essentially.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really want to be with him.
That's the funny thing, too, is, like, all these women, even the straight ones in Antonia's line, are, like...
I can do without
you. They're like, men are fine, but, like, also, we don't really need you.
The thing that I loved most about Therese, and I think you will like this as well, is she gives birth, and she's, like, holding the baby, and she's like, yes, very cute, but she hands him off to her husband so she can just continue reading.
Yes. I appreciated that moment, and the husband was like, so this is your mom. She's not... normal.
She's always called that. She's described as not being normal.
Right.
She's so different. She's unusual.
She just loves books.
Yeah.
And knowledge.
And he is more than happy to be that.
Seems like they function.
The primary parent.
Yeah, they function pretty well that way.
So I definitely love, feminist fairy tale. That's a really good way to put it. Even though there's not like too much magic involved in it or anything like that.
There's like little moments every once in a while where like usually it's Daniela's imagination where like a gravestone comes to life or something.
Yeah.
Or yeah, there's like that part where Antonia curses that guy. Even though that's not, it's not like magical, really. She's just mad. She's just like being angry. But there is, she says like, I'm cursing you.
Yeah, she doesn't believe in any sort of like, you know, religion that would actually make her produce a spell or anything or a curse or anything like that. She's just, you know, cursing him like an Italian grandmother would or something. Even or she's a Dutch grandmother. yeah, but in general, this movie was, like, surprisingly good. We forgot to talk about the sex scene.
I was just going to say, we forgot to talk about the part that's gay.
Yeah, we did.
It's wasn't a very long storyline.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's short. Just it gets about as much screen time as everyone else's story, which I thought was nice. Yeah.
And the pacing is a little strange in this movie. It's fine. Like, it works fine, but it's a little erratic. Like, some parts will be drawn out, and then all of a sudden, like, a bunch of things will happen at once. Like, and then this character died, and then this character died, and then these two got married or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, we're skipping ahead now.
Yeah, it is, it's not, I mean, it, I was going to say it's not linear, but it is linear. But it's not like, I guess, it's not segmented, like, evenly.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, the gay part is soups gay.
It is really gay.
It's like gay from like the second that teacher walks in the room, you're like, oh, this is the gay part. I can tell. Yeah, it's very sweet. They have a cute sex scene amongst everyone else. Their sex scene
it's
is
like
with,
a sex montage.
It is a sex montage amongst various couples. But yeah, it's very sweet, though. I feel like it was more like touching of bodies than anything necessarily sexual. It's more sensual for them. Which I don't know about like Dutch movie rules or whatever at that time period. So that might have been all they could show. But
I mean, they showed their entire bodies, though. Like entire naked bodies.
Yeah.
I feel like Europe's always been more lax about that.
Yeah, Europe's a bit lax about that. Yeah. Maybe it might be more of the, like, action of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I thought the gayest part of their storyline was when the teacher who comes over to give tutoring to Therese ends up basically just talking to Daniela the whole time. And there's this one scene where Daniela is describing artichokes, like how to eat artichokes.
Yes.
Oh my god. I was like, this gay shit.
Highly erotic artichoke.
So erotic.
Yeah. She was like, have you ever eaten? And she's talking about like the flesh of the artichoke. And
yeah,
like,
and you have to get to the heart.
And you like just use your teeth.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And I was just like,
and
oh
there,
my god.
And the teacher's just like, yes, tell me more.
I was just about to say that. Yes, tell me more, please.
It's the best.
Yeah. So, in general, yeah, I would definitely recommend this movie.
I would recommend it, too. Yeah. I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're into, like, kind of historical fiction, Europe type stuff with a distinct feminist lean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Did you want to add anything else about this movie?
No. I think that's everything I had.
That's basically everything I have, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Unexpectedly good.
Yeah. Especially for a 90s film. But, I mean, it was made in Europe, so.
Yeah. I feel like it definitely had, like, a European feel as well. And maybe that's part of, like, the pacing, too.
Maybe.
Where it was just, like, you know, it didn't run like a Hollywood film.
Yeah.
So.
But it did feel like a fairy tale. It did. In a way, like. It covered a lot of ground in not a ton of time. I mean, it was less than 2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Just under.
So. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check it out. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
If you have any other Dutch lesbian films that you are dying for us to review, please let us know at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Yes, and hit us up on Twitter @galpalswatch.
And Instagram, galpalswatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. Yeah. Mostly Instagram, as we know.
I try.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Please rate, review, subscribe. We really appreciate you guys, you folks, listening to us every other week now.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. And keep being gay.